Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, part one of my conversation with Zach Rosmus, Executive Director of Washington County Conservation, as we look back on 2020.
It's definitely been a hard year for almost everyone, you know, every entity, private businesses, public entities as well. But one of the silver linings to everything surrounding COVID is that there's a lot of push for people to get out and appreciate natural resources, whether it be our recreation areas, whether it be the sale of fishing license. I know that the deer tag sales, you know, were up this year as well. So we've actually seen, you know, a pretty substantial increase in usage. I know at one point in time, the state of Iowa was throwing out there that there was roughly 100% increase, you know, in trail usage alone. And I know that with us managing the Kiwash Trail, we've definitely seen that with an increased usership. But not just the Kiwash, but just all the parks and recreation areas that we manage. We've seen, you know, people out at those areas more and more than ever before. And that's been kind of a silver lining with more individuals being at home and kind of looking for activities to get outside the house. And it's been great that natural resources has been there as kind of an escape for physical and mental health as well.
Once you kind of realized that you saw recreation areas benefiting, did your staff approach things maybe that, you know what, we have to step up our game because more people are using our facilities?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of twofold because the more people we get out to our recreation areas, obviously there's more maintenance associated with that, whether it's trail users or maybe just more eyes getting on something that, you know, hey, people that are reaching out to us that maybe there's an idea for a project. It's, you know, something that we strive for. We always want to have more people out, and especially when us serving the public. But I also think another part of this is, like, when it comes down to our environmental education program that we have here, is that it kind of forced our naturalist and our naturalist assistant to kind of be creative as well with, like, digital programming, where they weren't able to go out and necessarily have a bunch of programs in person, or they weren't able to get into schools like they were in the past. But it allowed them, there's still an audience there. There's still kids that want to gain knowledge, you know, and there's still teachers that are reaching out to us to kind of meet those environmental education needs. So it kind of forced them to be creative, but I also think it forced them to grow as well, because digital programming for educational side of things, I don't think it's something that's going to go away. That's something that's going to continue into the future, you know, because we're still dealing with this pandemic, and I think it's something that's probably here to stay, you know, as well.
How has COVID-19 maybe affected your staff, and how do you guys change protocols to keep people safe? Any safety protocols that people using the recreation areas need to be aware of?
I think that one of the things that we're pretty fortunate of is that when we manage 2,300 acres, you know, as a staff, it's a little bit easier for me to spread my staff out. We manage that amount of acres where, especially in the beginning of things, that, hey, we could kind of get individuals out to different areas, spread everyone out, less contact in my staff, because the last thing I would want, you know, I don't want anybody in the public to get sick, but, you know, especially with us having a smaller staff, to one person, you know, ultimately could be the linchpin as far as infecting everyone within my staff. So we really tried to spread people out. We've really tried to up our disinfecting or cleaning practices, you know, and I think everyone kind of experienced that as well. But that was something that we tried to, you know, take another step for. But I think that one of the things that really impacted us, too, is that we've never had a circumstance where we've had to close down our campground. It was almost a bittersweet feeling, or like a really unique feeling to go through something like that, because you walk into the campground and we're at the peak of camping season, you know, when we shut it down, when we had to close it for, I think it was roughly a month and a half is what the closure was for the proclamation. It was unique to see so many people on the trail in Mar Park, getting out, fishing, but then the campground was empty. So it was weird to see that number of people coming out and enjoying our parks, but then you don't see any campers. And that was really unique to experience that. And in all honesty, I hope I have to never go through that again. But it would also show, too, that we're not all about just camping. You know, there's a lot of different stuff that we can offer here at conservation.
That camping hit, what kind of a financial impact has COVID-19 had?
Is there a financial impact? Absolutely. But before the closure actually happened, I would say that we were on pace to have a record year for revenue for our camping. And if that were not the case, if we didn't have those closures, I know that we would probably would have set like a personal record in-house for what we were going to generate from camping. But the fact that we were on the pace that we did kind of kept our numbers relatively stable for a normal year, quote-unquote. But I can say pretty confidently that if those trends would have continued, since we're non-reservable, it's hard to say, hey, we had this many reservations canceled in our campground and this is how much revenue we lost. But we can say pretty confidently, just based on the trends that we were seeing prior to the closures, you know, what we were seeing, I'm pretty confident saying that we would have had a record revenue. So anytime that you have, you know, that type of impact, that impacts us financially. But with that being said, you know, it's pretty status quo for as far as our number standpoint go.
It kind of provided you a little bit of a buffer?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, like I said, it's one of those situations where I think that we would have definitely had a record revenue, but the fact that we were so far ahead of where we were other numbers, when we did have that closure, it really just put us back to, hey, this is what it kind of looks like on a normal year for our end-of-the-year revenue numbers. But that kind of shows you that if we wouldn't have had that closure, that, you know, maybe we would have been sitting at a really nice number. You know, and I recognize, too, that we're not the only ones that are dealing with financial hardships, you know, because when, from the revenue standpoint, from the campground, that necessarily isn't like a linchpin in order for us to like facilitate and operate on a daily basis, but it does allow us to do our projects, you know, for some of our capital project expenses and stuff like that, that's a great way to generate revenue for us to allow us to do other projects.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Zach Rosmus of Washington County Conservation. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.